Hey guys, welcome to the Small Business Marketing Podcast with me, Michael Peterson. Now, I'm no spring chicken, but I am a longtime media guy who has evolved alongside the internet and digital media as we know it today. So you could say that this podcast is actually a journey where we look at digital media, social media, and online tools and tactics that you can use to promote your business. I'll walk you through everything that's out there and give you a basic understanding of the online tools and techniques that you can use today to start marketing your business. To find out more about me, check out distinctmedia.ca. All right, episode one, season one. Thanks for joining me, guys, first of all. And taking a chance on this podcast. My name is Michael Peterson, as you heard in the intro. And I've been in media and production and the technical side of media for about 18 years. I started in the Vancouver film scene. I guess before that, actually, I went to a school called the Art Institute and studied digital media, production, recording arts, all that kind of stuff. And then I went to broadcasting school and studied broadcasting and journalism. And then I worked in the Vancouver film scene for a while as a post-production editor and moved over to the radio business, which I'm still in today. And I've been with a company that's been growing exponentially across Canada into different markets. And one of the things that I've been intimately involved with, of course, is the digital side, the internet, social media, all that kind of stuff. So it's been a learning process for me as well. But I don't think of myself as being the foremost expert in anything digital, but I'm quite knowledgeable and I've had a lot of experience tinkering with different things over the years and kind of watching and participating in the evolution of the internet and social media and marketing. So my perspective is of a person who has definitely had my finger on the pulse of digital media, of social media and marketing, but is also a student and it's always ongoing. Like you got to remember that there's always new software, always new tools coming out. So for anyone, whether you're intimately involved in this stuff or you're just looking at it now thinking, how can it help my business? There's always something to learn. So I think the first tip I'll give you is don't listen to anybody who implies or says that they know everything because no one does. There are some people in this industry who are very, very good at what they do. I like to think I'm one of them or trying to be, but most certainly there's always stuff that you're learning and there's always stuff that we don't know. So one of the things that I want to attempt in this podcast is to talk a lot about the different streams of social out there, the different tools and what's inherently good and useful for small business, but also maybe what's new and what's on the horizon and what you should pay attention to, maybe some certain things that might help your business. So that's kind of the premise of the podcast. You could say it's a bit of a social media, digital marketing, grooming podcast. And if you have your own business and you're like, well, I don't have enough money to outsource someone to do all my digital for me, I want to do it myself, then this podcast will really help you. You know, some people do kind of a combination. They'll maybe handle their own Facebook page, but they'll outsource maybe their website getting built, or they'll look at maybe making commercials with video, that sort of thing. So we all have our skills that we bring to the table. You know, and if you're busy making pizza or you run a restaurant or any type of business, really, you probably don't have the time to go out and get a camera and learn how to record and then edit and then upload and then learn how to use Google Ads and all the rest of it. It's time consuming. So, I mean, that's the reason why some people focus exclusively on that and offer it as a service. But, you know, we don't always have big budgets. So if you don't and you're like, okay, well, listen, I've been on the internet long enough, just like everybody else. I should learn how to do the basics to promote my business. Then this is perfect. This is what we're going to do together. We're going to walk through everything and figure out the things that work for your business or potentially, and maybe that don't work for your business because there's a lot of stuff out there and we have to dig through it all and see what's right. One of the topics I think we're going to talk about quite a bit is traditional websites versus social media. I have my opinions on that. Of course, I think that websites are still relevant, but the way in which we use them and the way in which they benefit our business these days has certainly changed. And obviously social media, as you know, has played a big part in that. And whether that be like, you know, Facebook, which is probably the biggest and the oldest, or Snapchat, depending on your demographics, depending on who you're aiming at, any one of these social streams can be useful or they can be a total waste of time. So it's important to understand what each one can do for your business and perhaps narrow it down to one, two, or three social media streams that you use on a regular basis and take advantage of. I think one of the mistakes we can make is trying to be everywhere all the time. For one, that's time consuming. That can be very costly if you're paying for ads. And quite honestly, if your customers aren't there, then there's no point in being there. I don't recommend just using one social media stream, on the other hand, because if for some reason the rules change or that social media stream goes down, which is not unheard of. I mean, look at TikTok in the States right now. You can get into a lot of trouble if you have all of your eggs in one basket. So the general premise is find two or three social media streams that you think your customers may be visiting on a regular basis and use those. And then if one of them ends up being not very successful, you've got the other two to fall back on and maybe look for a third otherwise. So my journey personally has been, as a technical person, going through media and now becoming a digital strategist for the company that I work for. And I also do this privately for small business as well. The reason why I'm making this podcast is really twofold. One, selfishly, I research every single day what's out there and try to figure out new things that I can do to help my clients and to work with the company that I work for. So part of it is I just want to take what I learn on a daily basis and give it back to people who might not have the time to do the research that I do. And quite frankly, with all the notes that I take and all the work that I do, making a podcast even helps me learn this stuff better because, you know, it forces me to figure out how everything works and then to produce it or record it and publish it in a way that makes sense for anyone else who is just listening to this in their car on the way to work and they want to just get up to speed with social media. So this is episode one. Not much to learn here, just about me. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope to take you on a ride that will make your digital media journey a success. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. To hear all of our episodes and to keep up to speed with small business marketing, please make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast. And to reach me directly, just email michael@distinctmedia.ca or follow me on social media @_distinctmedia. And finally, if you're struggling with this online marketing stuff and you just need more help, there's plenty of resources on my website, distinctmedia.ca. Cheers.